They have an outline, but, you know, it's heavily improv and they play these scenes out. But I think what you can expect is the same bad behavior and spiral into self-destruction that Larry David has made funny for, like you said, 12 seasons over 25 years. One time there was a 6-year wait between seasons. You never knew when he was going to come back. You never knew if he was going to do it again. But this is the 12th and he says it's the final run. And the twist in this particular season is that along the way, he does one unexpected act of generosity that, of course, backfires on him. But he becomes sort of like a folk hero. He'll do everything possible to tarnish his newly golden image. So that is basically the arc of the season, as far as I can see. They keep making jokes about the fact that Larry David came back for the finale of Seinfeld, which of course was very polarizing. So we'll see whether he sticks the landing this time or not. But from what I've seen so far, I think that the fans of the show will really like it. And it's been a good long run for sure.
Sure. Trevor Noah returns as host for the Grammys Sunday night. Let's talk about the performers they've lined up.
Yeah, you know, it really is more about the music than about anything else. They give out some awards, but it's really about seeing how they showcase today's and yesterday's artists. And sure, you're going to get the most nominated artist. SZA is going to perform, but also Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo, Dua Lipa, lots of those. But I think what's going to make this particular Grammy stand out is that they're letting a couple of true living legends take the stage. I was surprised to learn that Joni Mitchell at 80 has never performed on a live Grammys broadcast. So she is this year. She's nominated for Best Folk Album. And Billy Joel, who just released his first new single in like 20 years or so, he's going to take the stage as well. So you're going to have a couple of legends of old time. And of course, for me, it's like getting a sampler of who's hot now.